Winter into spring, a guided massage and visualization for releasing and nourishing your womb. You can massage your belly whenever you feel like you have the time. For some of us, the mornings are spacious. For some of us, the evenings are more relaxed. And if you're very lucky, you might get a sneaky massage in the afternoon. You can start the day after your period finishes and do it right up till a few days before your bleed. But don't use it if you have a coil fitted, if you think that you could be pregnant, or if you have an infection. Get all the support, pillows and massage wax that you need. Have a pillow under your head. Lie on your back, semi-supine, with your feet flat to the mat or the bed, and get really comfy. Get a bolster or a pillow under your knees. Take your time. This is really important. Ask yourself, how can I get even more comfortable? Maybe wriggle around. Do what you need to do so you can really let go. Take a deep breath in and sigh out your exhalation. And again, breathe in and sigh out your exhalation. There might be a sound. Or you might just feel the relief of letting go for a while. With each exhalation, let your body feel heavier, softer, as though you were lying on warm sand and you were making a dent in the sand. As with each out-breath, as you get heavier. Place your hands on your belly in Yoni Mudra. That's with your hands flat, your thumbs and forefingers touching. Make the Yoni Mudra over your womb, just above your pubic bone. And as you inhale, lift your hands away from your body. And as you exhale, breathe them back down. Inhale, fill your belly, move your hands away, and as you exhale, let your hands fall softly back onto your belly. Make sure that your elbows are well grounded. You might need a little cushion underneath them if they lift. Inhale, move your hands up. Exhale and move your hands down. You can imagine the energy in your womb expanding as you lift and intensifying as you move your hands back down towards your body. Expanding outwards and intensifying back in. And be curious as to what you need right now. What feels juicy and good for you? Do you prefer your arms to be open or closed? It may not be the same as when you started. It may be totally different from yesterday. Notice the sensations in your belly. Are you aware of your belly? Do you feel cold or hot? Is there a fullness, a swelling, a warmth? Today there may be an infinite number of sensations that you can experience. And all you have to do is to be curious. Let your shoulders be soft. And the next time your hands release down onto your womb, send her a big, warm hug of gratitude. Send her a few words of love. Now get some massage wax on your hands and start to make big circles around your belly. Move from hip bone to hip bone, up the side of your belly in a clockwise direction from your right hip bone up to your ribs, across underneath your ribs and down the left hand side. Big, slow, tender circles around your belly. You're following the passage of your colon. Your colon gives us the blessing of serotonin, as well as taking care of all the garbage. So massaging the colon will give enormous benefits to your mental well-being and your physical too. If you like, you can hold an intention to move the energy around your belly, the energy that you were generating in your womb. Invite the energy to move around and create more flow in your belly. Now, with your hand, one hand on your heart, give a big inhalation right into your heart and let your chest fill with love. Let the warmth of that energy move down the midline. And on an exhalation, massage in the softest little circles just underneath your ribs, on top of your solar plexus. Be so gentle, so gentle. Massage down towards your navel, down the midline. And if you like, you can imagine the love from your heart flowing down the midline to your womb. You can repeat that as often as feels good, or you might stroke the light down from your heart through your solar plexus, past your belly button and small intestine down to your womb. Let this light from your heart fill your pelvic basin. Let it light illuminate your pelvis and your womb like a grail cup brimful, warming, expanding. Now, with your two hands together, the pads of your fingers, massage in small circles from one hip bone to the other, small clockwise circles from one hip bone to the other. And you can imagine intensifying and spreading the energy deep into your womb. And the ligaments that support her there. Small clockwise circles from one all the way over to one hip bone and back across to the other side. If it feels good, you can rock your hips a little just to allow the energy to build and strengthen. Your pelvic bowl is full, full of love, full of light. Use this to cleanse anything in your pelvis that no longer serves you. There may be experiences, beliefs, messages from your family, your early life, any trauma. Let the love and light wash you clean of any experience or memory that you would like to release today. If it helps, you can visualize what you are no longer needing as being washed away into the earth. She can soak it up. Take a big inhalation. And as you exhale, invite anything that doesn't serve you to leave. And again, big breath in and sigh out your exhalation. And see it all go, melting away into the earth. Now see, feel, or imagine that you become aware of a new space in your womb. An opening, a cozy, nourishing opening, which is perfectly designed for the creation of something new. A space of potential, of possibilities, a place of creativity. Everything that this new seed needs is there to nourish it while it's small and vulnerable. You may not notice anything new in that space. It may not yet be inhabited. Or you may see the start of something. Allow the light from your heart to nourish this new potential and feed her with everything that she needs. Take big inhalation right into your heart and exhale the light down to fill and nourish this new creative space. And know in yourself that a new project, a new way of being, a new idea or creation or being is waiting to be gestated. Effortlessly, without strain, the seeds will be sown and tender shoots soon follow in their own time. End the practice with one hand on your heart and one hand on your womb. An affirmation of gentleness to yourself. Feel your feet on the floor or the mat or the bed. And notice how your body is supported, the points of contact. Start to imagine what the room looks like when you open your eyes. And feel out how you might need to move and stretch and adjust as you come back into the room. Just roll onto your side, onto your left side, and lie there for a while. And remember that the resting part of the process is just as important as the active part of the process.